blog.ericmhunter.net. Powerbomb. Many game mechanics come and go, depending on popularity, both in games and in popular culture, trends, and sales figures. For a time, developers thought it was a good idea to use silent protagonists because it was believed that players would be able to relate to them better if they didn't speak. Another was using cell phones for just about any kind of communication, because why wouldn't you want to get a text message when you're cruising down the slopes of Diamond Mountain at your local ski resort? One that seemed to enjoy itself in the 8 and 16-bit generation is the Powerbomb, or maybe better known as a screen clear. Came in the form as a special attack of Napalm in Streets of Rage or as an actual Powerbomb in Star Fox for the Super Nintendo. It was a game mechanic designed to clear the screen of any and all enemies if the player was feeling overwhelmed. And it was a quick breath before jumping back into the madness that's on screen. But that was then. Now, with titles like Dark Souls and Dota 2, becoming overwhelmed with enemies and filling the screen with chaos and destruction is part of the fun. Letting up just once comes off as cowardly, and an inch that developers believe the player doesn't deserve. We are always searching for that next challenge, and finding it through tough platformers or RPGs seems to come up as an answer more than not. This is also one of the reasons that Nintendo is seen as a children's console, that there aren't any adult games. Everything is just too easy. And part of me agrees with that statement. Take, for instance, the Super Leaf and Super Mario 3D World. It only appears if the player loses 5 lives in a single level, giving Mario invincibility throughout the level, ultimately making it easier. If you can't get hurt, then what's really stopping you except a timer? This is a game mechanic that echoes back to an ancient time, a time where developers were desperate to separate themselves from the arcades to consoles. When you work in an industry that pays on every quarter you put in, how do you design a game that only fulfills a single purchase and must entertain for hours? The answer may have been to help the player along, to help them get through the game, to enjoy it, to see the ending. Does the Powerbomb still have a place in gaming today? Sure, there are tons of indie games that have some sort of screen clear mechanic or another, but modern gaming has left it to deaf ears. What would a Powerbomb look in this day and age of a new IP, I wonder? For more topics like this on indie games and indie game development, check out my website, blog.ericmhunter.net.